Blackstone Audio presents The Godmakers by Frank Herbert. This book is read by Scott Brick. You must understand that peace is an internal matter. It has to be a self-discipline for an individual or for an entire civilization. It must come from within. If you set up an outside power to enforce peace, this outside power will grow stronger and stronger. It has no alternative. The inevitable outcome will be an explosion, cataclysmic and chaotic. That is the way of our universe. When you create paired opposites, one will overwhelm the other, unless they are in delicate balance. The Writings of Diana Bullone. To become a god, a living creature must transcend the physical. The first three steps of this transcendent path are known. First, he must come upon the awareness of secret aggression. Second, he must come upon the discernment of purpose within the animal shape. Third, he must experience death. When this is done, the nascent god must find his own rebirth in a unique ordeal by which he discovers the one who summoned him. The Making of a God, the Amal Handbook. Lewis Orne could not remember a time when he had been free of a peculiar, repetitive dream, when he had been able to go to sleep in the sure knowledge that the dream's wild sense of reality would not clutch at his psyche. The dream began with music, this really hokey, unseen choir, syrup in sound, a celestial choke. Vaporous figures would come out of the music, adding a visual dimension of the same quality. Finally, a voice would override the whole silly thing with disturbing pronouncements. Gods are made, not born. Or, to say you are neutral is another way of saying you accept the necessities of war. To look at him, you wouldn't think him the kind of person to be plagued by such a dream. He was a blocky human with the thick muscles of a heavy planet native. Chargon of Gemma was his birthplace. He possessed a face reminiscent of a full-jowled bulldog and a steady gaze which often made people uncomfortable. Despite his peculiar dream, or perhaps because of it, Orne made regular obeisance to Amal, the planet where all godness dwells. Because of the dream's pronouncements, which remained with him all through his waking life, he enlisted on the morning of his 19th birthday in the Rediscovery and Reeducation Service, thereby seeking to re-knit the galactic empire shattered by the Rim Wars. After training him in the Great Peace School on Merrick, R&R set Orne down one cloudy morning on the meridian longitude, 40th parallel of the newly rediscovered planet of Hamel. Terra type to 8 decimal places, the occupants sufficiently close to the Homo S genetic drift for interbreeding with natives of the Heartworlds. 10 Hamel weeks later, as he stood at the edge of a dusty little village in the planet's north-central uplands, Orne pushed the panic button of the little green signal unit in his right-hand jacket pocket. At the moment, he was intensely aware that he was the lone representative on Hamel of a service which often lost agents to causes unknown. What had sent his hand thrusting for the signal unit was the sight of about 30 Hamelites continuing to stare with brooding gloom at a companion who had just executed a harmless accidental pratfall into a mound of soft fruit. No laughter, no discernible change of emotion. Added to all the other items Orne had catalogued, the incident of the pratfall in the fruit compounded Hamel's aura of doom. Orne sighed. It was done. He had sent a signal out into space, set a chain of events into motion which could result in the